Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Gain. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
So just how stupid do they think we are, folks? Just how stupid do you think we are? It must be very stupid. Because the nonsense and the propaganda and the outright gibberish and lies being told, no one in their right mind would ever expect to get away with unless they thought they were talking to idiots. Who are they, you may ask? Who are these people who think we are stupid? Well, take your pick. Propaganda mainstream media who lies to you nightly and insists that you swallow it. The left-wing politicians who spin things however they want to spin them, and they live in this delusionary world of what we say is true. Social media who decides what is or is not a fact based upon their feelings. Even our medical professionals are lying to us, some of them. This is not just about politics. It's not just about the COVID-19 virus. This is about everything. And it's going to be very hard in the course of 1 hour to cover every single thing you're being lied to about. But we're going to give this our best shot. So let me jump right in to the first thing. And the first thing is this election fraud. Because if I hear one more time from any talking head, from any clueless head in the sand ostrich, I don't see any evidence of any voter fraud. I don't see anything that would be considered off kilter. You have two choices. You're either ignorant beyond all rational belief and totally uninformed, to which case you probably shouldn't be making any judgments on anything. If you're that uninformed, if you're not a doctor, you don't go to a doctor's office and say, I think I know what's wrong with me. I've diagnosed myself. You don't do that. So if you're so woefully uninformed, that you honestly have not seen one shred of any evidence of voter fraud, well, then you're ignorant. You're ignorant to the facts. And it's not against the law to be ignorant, and it's not a crime to be ignorant. I don't consider you evil, but the vast majority of you people know damn well there is voter fraud, and you don't care. Because you are evil. And you don't give one damn as long as you get your way. For 4 straight years, all I've heard is, if you're a Trump supporter, you're a Nazi. If you're a Trump supporter, you're prejudiced. If you're a Trump supporter, you must be a communist. You must be this. You must be that. Don't you people understand that the very principles you're espousing is Marxism and communism? Are you that damn ridiculously uninformed, or are you evil? Talk a little bit about the mainstream media's lies even leading up to this. Donald Trump is a racist, they said. Well, that's very interesting considering how many awards he got from Al Sharpton and the Reverend Jesse Jackson and Oprah Winfrey, and how he was just a bastion to the black community when he was just a builder and a businessman. Very interesting. Nobody said one single word about it until he ran for president. And the very first thing that they said was a lie, folks. Donald Trump came down that escalator and said, many, not all, but many of the people flooding into this country illegally are drug cartel criminals, people who are on the run from the law over there. And what were you told, he said. Their interpretation was Donald Trump said all Mexican people, all of them, every last one of them, are rapists and murderers. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that. But they kept saying it enough so that people said, that's exactly what he said. No, wrong. You see, if people keep lying to you long enough, you begin to believe the lie. People whose spouse is cheating on them, they said, no, I'm not. Well, I found this girl's phone number. That's not really a phone number. Well, I called it and the girl answered, no, that's somebody I was going to buy some stuff from for my business. Well, I don't know. I mean, she said she knows you. No. And you just say, okay, all right, because you want to believe it. So the president started his campaign on a lie, on a total lie from the media, that he's a racist. And that was the narrative from day one. Despite the fact that unemployment for black community and for the Spanish community, Latin American community went way, way, way down. But they didn't report that. They lied to you, see? And not giving you information is the same thing as lying. If they withhold information from you while pressing other information, that's a lie. It's a lie of omission. Well, I'm here to tell you they're lying to you again. Not that they haven't for four straight years. But now what do we hear? There is not one single shred of evidence that voter fraud or any misconduct happened in the course of this election. Really. So I didn't see someone pull a USB stick out of a voting machine, palm it like a magician palming a card during a magic trick, turn her back, reach around behind her while a gentleman came up behind her pretending to be a disinterested spectator, and have it put in his pocket. I didn't see that. That's an illusion. I didn't see vote tallyers actually placing the ballots in the machine, not once, not twice, but three times, putting stacks of ballots they had already fed into the machine on top of the machine and then refeeding them into the machine. I didn't see that on video. That's an illusion. That's something that your eyes saw it, but it's not real. It's a mirage. That's what it is. It's just a mirage. I didn't hear a man 50 times more intelligent than anyone we've elected to office down there in these swing states get up before a panel of senators as an expert on paper and the way paper communicates with the internet and say, I have proof positive beyond doubt that there were ballots that look to be counterfeit, and show two different barcodes, one clearly designed, in his expert opinion, clearly designed to cause a malfunction in the machine resulting in the adjudication of votes. I didn't hear him say that. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's a moron who only spent 40 years of his life doing this and talked so far over the senators' heads, he had to dumb it down because they were raising their hands asking questions like, did you say that the paper itself can change a vote? No, moron, he didn't say that. He said when they put the barcode on the paper, That's going to interact with the machine. The machine talks to the paper. And the paper takes the machine. That's what they said. But what do we care, right? It's an illusion. That man didn't exist. There's nothing to see. He said, give me 2 hours. 2 hours. And I will tell you the exact amount of phony ballots. I will tell you the exact amount of votes that were cast in error. Because we already know it's like 94% adjudication for the Republican vote. Isn't that amazing when the highest total adjudication votes before this is about 2.5%? So we went from 2.5% to 90%, but there's nothing to see here, folks. Nothing to see. And that's just scratching the tip of the iceberg. We're just talking about one state. We're talking about Georgia. So when they sit there and they tell you there's no evidence, well, of course there isn't if you keep your eyes closed. That's like a child sitting in their room with their eyes closed saying, there is no boogeyman, there is no boogeyman, there is no boogeyman. Well, if there was a boogeyman, your eyes closed ain't going to stop them from being there. But they brainwashed you all. Probably not the people listening to this show. But the masses, they brainwashed you. They have convinced you that if you support in any way, shape, or form a fair and honest recount of this election, and not just a recount, because you can't recount the same old fraudulent ballots. You have to take a deep dive. But if you're for that, you're an idiot. You're a conspiracy theorist. Well, I would argue this. If you look at the videos I looked at, if you look at thousands of people who have signed affidavit under penalty of perjury that they witnessed very unusual incidents in their voting places. If you can take all of that and say, nothing to see here, you are the conspiracy theorist. You're the one making things up. Are you going to tell me that 1,000 people woke up one day and said, I'll go to jail over this? This is the hill I'm going to die on. I'm going to lie. I'm going to say I saw voter fraud when I didn't see voter fraud. And when I can't prove it and they throw me in jail for perjury, that's okay, because this is the hill I'm going to die on. Please explain to me how that makes any sense. You know, I remember when people used to say, hundreds and thousands of people say they saw UFOs. But even if one is telling the truth, they exist. Remember that? Oh, okay, well, maybe 999,000 people are lying. But if just that one person is telling the truth, then UFOs exist. Okay, well, we got 1,000 people or more that have signed under penalty of perjury they saw voter fraud. If 999 of them are lying, they're still voter fraud. Oh, and by the way, gentlemen said no voting machine should be able to subtract votes. It doesn't do that. It only adds votes. It cannot subtract votes. It shouldn't have anything built in to subtract a vote. There's no reason to subtract a vote. Yet, mysteriously, the Dominion voting machine just happened to subtract 127,382 from Trump and 127,382 to the positive for Biden. That's an exact switch, right down to the 82. But that's not unusual, right? That's just a sheer coincidence. Amazing coincidence. Just amazing. You're being lied to. Some of you believe in it. There was rampant voter fraud in this election. Just on the surface, if you're a reasonable person and you're just using common sense, are you going to tell me that Joe Biden, a man that every Democrat I ever talked to, and I know many, many, many Democrats, said, I'm not real thrilled about him, to be honest. It's not really who I want. Came out in such droves that he got more votes than Barack Obama in his first term. The first black African-American president. He got more votes than the first African-American president in our country's history. That's what you want me to believe. On the surface, it doesn't even make any sense. But then when we see all these videos and we hear from all these experts, what is an expert for? Okay, if you get somebody from, you know, some town somewhere saying, I think I saw election fraud because there was this lady and she was mean and then she wouldn't let me look at the machine and then I didn't know whether it was a vote for Trump or a vote for Biden and then she said get lost. Okay, you want to throw her out of the equation? Throw her out of the equation. Why are you throwing out a man with 40 years experience who takes a look at these ballots and says, something's way wrong here? Why do these ballots even have different serial numbers? Should they all not have the same serial number? They're a ballot for the same district. Why in the world does the ones that have the little R on the top, why are they different barcodes? And why are they misaligned? Well, in case people are confused, what happens during adjudication is this. When a vote has to be adjudicated, a Republican watcher and a Democrat pollster is supposed to get together and try to decipher what that voter's intention was. In other words, if you say, well, he's voted for every single Democratic candidate, but we can't read who he voted for president, it's probably a pretty good bet he voted for Biden. So the Republican and the Democrat take a look at it and say, yeah, based on the fact that there's not one other Republican on this, I would say it's safe to say he voted for Biden. So that's a vote for Biden. But there's supposed to be two people there, a Republican and a Democrat. Well, guess what happened? Everybody went home. So they were free to adjudicate it any way they felt like. He's voted for all Republicans. I think I'll just switch that to a Biden vote. There's nobody here to stop me. 90%, folks. 90% adjudication in one precinct. When the most that's ever happened is 2-point-some percent. You think something's not going on here? You think there's nothing to look at? I beg to differ. Then we have people in various states forming citizen brigades, literally tracking down voters and saying, these are empty parking lots that their address comes back to. These are office buildings where no one lives. These are people who've been dead and buried for 5 years. These are people who left the state 8 years ago. Are they all lying? Every one of them? Now, yesterday we had a very interesting thing happen. We had Donald Trump's phone call to Raffensperger leaked, which is a crime. It's an actual crime. But worse than that, it was edited. So what you're hearing and saying, this doesn't sound great, is because you're not hearing it all. Trump brought up many, many different forms of what he considered voter fraud, and immediately the mainstream media and the social media outlets shot it down and said, these have all been proven false. No dead people voted. Wrong. That's a lie. I can prove that. Nobody told the poll workers to go home. Really? They just all went home on their own, did they? Everyone just said, I think I've had enough of this at the same time. That's what you're expecting me to believe. Everyone there said, it's getting late. Think we're all going to go home. Even though we've got many, 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 many hundreds of thousands of votes to observe, we're all going to go home. That's what you expect me to believe, huh? According to the social media and according to the mainstream media, that's exactly what happened. No one told those poll workers to go home. Well, let me ask you a question, Einsteins. Did anybody tell these poll workers to stay? Because here's a news flash. You're not supposed to be counting the ballots without the poll watchers there. So if I'm working that election and I see them leaving because they're just disinterested or whatever the hell the reason is, I'm going to say, whoa, whoa. We're still going to continue to count the votes. We got to have poll watchers here by state law. You can't leave. And if you do leave, I can't count any more votes. No, what did they do? They waited till the last headlights had vanished from the parking lot. And then they lifted up a cover to a table. By the way, voting poll tables are not supposed to have covers. So you can't hide anything. But they did, and we lifted up the covers to the table, and lo and behold, there are all kinds of boxes of ballots. And they immediately get to work, putting them all in. Not once, not twice, sometimes three times. But there's nothing to see here, folks. That's how the mainstream media, that's how social media, that's how your left-wing politicians and some of your right-wing politicians are lying to you. Because they think you're stupid. But it doesn't end with that, do they? No, they don't. They're telling you now every single day, this pandemic is getting worse. Everybody's catching it. The thing is, you don't know they're catching it because they are asymptomatic. So you could be a walking bubonic plague. Stay home. How dare you try to infect grandma? Stay home. You may feel good. But that's a symptom. Feeling good is a symptom. Along with headache, nausea, fever, erectile dysfunction, dizziness, hair loss, burping, farting, whatever the hell else they want to put in there. Of course, the COVID-19 virus is real. No one's suggesting it's not real. I know people who actually had it and had symptoms. But what I'm telling you is this. When your science makes no sense, then you have to question why it's being enforced. So when they tell a restaurant, the moment someone walks in, they have to have a mask on. But if they sit 2 feet away in a table, they can take that mask off. Explain to me where the science comes from that. COVID only lurks around the counters of restaurants? Is that what it is? Only around the front doors of restaurants? Is that what it is? Explain to me how when a place like Walmart says only one door for exit and entrance, that doesn't cause more foot traffic in a spot. That more people are going to conglomerate around that area than if you had all the doors open. Because that doesn't make any sense. Explain to me why I have to wear a mask to walk into a service station to get my gas, to pay for my gas, but if I want to sit down at their booth and have an ice cream, no problemo. Take that mask off and stay here as long as you want. Well, I'm going to be in your store 30 minutes eating that ice cream. I was only going to be 10 seconds paying you for my gas. How come we have to stand 6 feet apart going through an airport, but when you're on the plane, you're all bundled together? Folks, it doesn't make any sense. There's a 10 o'clock curfew. Why would that be? Because COVID only strikes after 10 o'clock. It gets stronger at night. It's a vampire virus, is it? See, what we don't understand and we're afraid of most, and so we're convincing ourselves it isn't happening, is that certain elements are taking advantage of the COVID pandemic to implement some changes. And they're going to be permanent changes, folks. They're going to be permanent changes. I spoke to a guy who has a toy shop. It's got to be closed. You can't have that. But Walmart can sell toys all day long. All day long. Walk right into Walmart. Don't buy anything else. Just go buy some toys. You won't be turned away. But he can't open his door. The most customers he's ever had in the store at one time is four or five. Nope. You can't. Walmart can. Very interesting, eh? So where's the science behind this? Well, there isn't any. All we have for science is Dr. Fauci, who once told us lies about the AIDS virus, who admitted he lied to us about the wearing of masks, who admittedly said we can go into whatever quarantine we want to go into, we're going to lose 2 million people, we're not close. And yet he's the expert now. He's the guy that you cannot question, whatever he says goes. This is a man who said, if you want to have somebody over for Netflix and chill and it turns into a wild sex party, that's your choice. Oh, but you can't have family over for Thanksgiving. That's not your choice. Where's the science behind that? We don't know. We're just scared. We're just doing what we're told so we don't die. Well, that's what they count on. In the meantime, Dr. Birx, assistant to Dr. Fauci, the almighty, says it would be a very, very bad idea for you to go travel during Thanksgiving and go to someone else's house where there could be one or two more households because you could be a super spreader. And then what does she do? She immediately goes from that podium, giving that nice little sermon, gets in her car and flies somewhere to go to somebody's house and her family's house. And there's two or three generations of family there. And there she is. And when she's questioned about it, she says, I'm resigning. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of being questioned. Oh, really? I see how it works. You don't have to follow the rules because you are the elite. It's the peons who have to follow the rules. Is that correct? How come doctors' voices were silenced during this pandemic who said there was no need for a shutdown? I want you to ask yourself that question if you're listening to the sound of my voice. Because if a doctor came out tomorrow and said, I truly believe that I can prove that black licorice cures cancer, people are going to say, okay, well, it sounds ridiculous, but let's hear what you got. Because after all, wouldn't it be great if it's the truth? So when doctors, not one, not two, tens of thousands of them, viral experts, said a lockdown will do no good, and we have quite a bit of evidence and research into this, that, you know what they said? Take them off social media. They're dangerous. Don't allow their videos to be up on YouTube. They're dangerous. Don't allow their point of view to be heard. They're dangerous. Why would that be? Wouldn't your first reaction be, really? Well, wouldn't it be great if we don't have to have a lockdown? Let's listen to these guys and make our own decisions. Let's have both ends of the medical spectrum debate this and see what they can come up with. No, that's not what they did. What they did was told you, these people are idiots, these people are morons, even though they're just as qualified as Dr. Fauci. Some of them more qualified. They're idiots and morons, and they're going to get you killed. Do not listen to them, or you're going to kill grandma. That's what they told you. Take them off social media. Do not allow their voices to be heard. What kind of a society does that? I want to ask you that. What kind of a society does that? A fair society? A just society? Or society that thinks you are a complete moron and you can't make a decision for yourself. I mean, if I had a doctor say, you know what? Shooting mainline heroin into your veins is actually might make you live longer. I would reject that and say, I don't believe that. And if you're going to sit there and inject heroin into your veins, you're an idiot. But I wouldn't say censor him. I'd just say, well, the people know better than that. I mean, he can come up with whatever he wants to come up with. There's nobody doing that. Nobody's doing that. Nope. They wouldn't censor him 1 minute. They're only censoring the people who tell you the lockdowns aren't necessary. They're only censoring the people who tell you the masks don't really work very well. And folks, you can do your own research. Don't be lazy. Just do your own research. Don't listen to me either, by the way. Because I know some of you are out there saying, well, who are you to tell me? I'm nobody to tell you. I'm telling you, go do your own research. And you'll find out that an N95 mask filters only in. It doesn't filter out. So if you walked into a poisonous gas situation, N95 mask will filter it so you don't die. But it's not going to filter your breath out. So an N95 mask does absolutely nothing in regard to you if you have COVID sneezing or coughing out. Zero. Don't believe me? Check it. So everyone would have to wear an N95 mask in order for that to be actually functional. Now, a surgical mask, any surgeon, ask any surgeon, and here's what they're going to tell you. These masks are specifically designed to be used in a sterile environment, a pre-sterilized environment, an operating room, a hospital room, a place that's already been sterilized and is relatively germ-free. Not Walmart, where there's nothing but germs. And even in a sterilized environment, they're only 30 or 40% effective. Now let's talk about the ones you can buy in the dollar stores that have the clown faces and the butterflies and the skull heads and all that stuff on it so you can be cool while you're in lockdown. They do nothing. As a matter of fact, there are experts saying they're actually harmful to your health. Why are you not being allowed to hear that? Why are you not being allowed to hear both sides of the coin? Would you accept that if you were accused of a crime? If you were accused of mugging me and I said, well, I know who it was, and it was that guy right there, and you hadn't done it, and when you say, well, it's my turn to tell him, and I'm going to tell him I was in a different state, and I can prove it, and the judge says, no, no, we don't want to hear from you. You don't get to talk. Mr. Kane, you can continue to talk. Yeah, and that was him. He gave me his address and everything. Okay, well, then you're guilty. How would you feel? I'll tell you how you'd feel. You'd say this is an outrage. How come you're not saying that now? This is an outrage that you can't hear a differing point of view. It's an outrage that they're telling you what you need to think. Because they think you're stupid. And they think you won't catch on. Why don't we talk about some other societies that did this to their people? Tried to take away their guns, tried to turn the police into the enemy and disband them, defund them, get rid of them, kept them in fear, made it so that their entire was based upon the government. You were a pet of the government. Controlled the media so you only heard what they wanted you to hear, and any opposing voices were beaten down in the streets by government-funded thugs who run amok. If you said Nazi Germany, that's correct. Give yourself a star. And years later, the people would say, well, we should have saw that. Should have saw it coming. Well, you should see this coming too. The government wants to control you. You don't believe me? You think I'm a conspiracy theorist? Well, let's talk about conspiracy theories. If the government doesn't want to control you, why 5 minutes after they thought Joe Biden won the election was a video placed on YouTube saying in the year 2030, you will own nothing. But you'll be happy to own nothing. Everything you want, you will rent. Meat, will be an occasional treat, but not a staple food. Masks will be normal. I made them take it down. You know why they made them take it down? Because they didn't think you were quite that stupid. They knew you were going to say, what in the name of blue hell is this? Isn't this exactly what we fought against? Government tyranny? The controlling of information? The controlling of the population? The silencing of voices? Isn't that what we fought against? And now you're cheering for it? Because you've been convinced Orange Man bad and anything he says is evil. So if Donald Trump was to come out tomorrow and say, you know what I think is a bad idea? I really don't think you should beat your wife. I think that's a bad idea. Everybody would be like, well, I guess I'm going to go beat my wife. Because anything Donald Trump says, it has to be wrong. You're like Pavlov's dog. Don't you understand that? You have been conditioned to have a knee-jerk reaction to anything opposing what they want. Peer pressure. You're going to be called uncool. You're going to be called a racist. You're going to be called a Nazi. You're going to be called this, that, and the other thing. Nobody wants to be called that, so they'll just shut up. They won't raise their voices, because if they do, we'll shout evil names at them and we'll insist that they be fired and we'll insist that their videos be taken off YouTube and we'll insist that their channels and their social media accounts be shut down. That's what we'll do. Do you think good people do that? Is that what you think? That good, honest people do that? Or do you think tyrannical dictators do that? Remember, Trump was a dictator, right? Well, then how come he didn't send the riot police out to shoot a half a dozen of Antifa dead? But let's talk a little about this conspiracy theory stuff, because I hear it too much. It's not a conspiracy theory to say the government is trying to gain access and power over your lives. You can see it around you. You must be totally asleep if you don't. It's not a conspiracy theory to say this election was fraught with fraud. There's videos all over the place of it. They can't. Every time they take them down, somebody puts them back up. But they'll keep trying to take them down. Do you understand that you can't even say Dominion voting machine on YouTube? You can't say the word fraud? Explain to me why. Does the executives from YouTube know beyond a shadow of a doubt they have proof in their sweaty little palms that there was no fraud? How come they don't present it then? They don't. It's just their opinion. And in their opinion, and your opinion doesn't count. Only their opinion counts. Same way with Facebook. Only their opinion counts. It's not about facts anymore, folks. You could make a judgment call and they'll fact check you and say this is wrong. Somebody said, well, you know, that red E that's in the Joe Biden, that's like the three stripes of the communist or the CCP. Fact check, that's not true. How do you know that's not true? I'm not saying it is true, but how do you know it's not? It's just your opinion it's not. You don't know any more than the person who wrote it knows. So now you're fact checking opinion? Please. And I told you we're going to get to the other side too. You're being lied to by the Republicans too. You're being lied to. I'm going to tell you something, and you're not going to like it. I don't trust any of them. I'll tell you why. Oh, give us 10 days to examine this election. Yeah, I know. You know what that's called? We're going to have a million people in Washington or more, people all over the damn United States of America on that day at their own capitals. And if we just say to hell with you, there's going to be riots. So you give us the 10 days, and then we'll quietly fade into the sunset and say, well, there's not much we can really do. We'll get them next time. That's the battle cry of the Republicans. We'll get them next time. Don't trust that. The man said it takes 2 hours, not 10 days. And this guy, believe me, knows his crap. He said, give me 2 hours with these voting machines. I'll prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that they switched votes. I'll prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that they caused vote adjudication. I'll prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that there's fraudulent ballots that were purposely misaligned when it came to the barcode to cause adjudication. 2 hours, not 10 days, 2 hours. They won't give it to him. Why won't they give it to him? If I'm walking down the street and a policeman approaches me and says, you match the description of some guy who just shoplifted some apples, and you have a bag, can I see if you have apples in your bag? And I say, no, it's totally, you're violating my civil rights. You don't know that I did it. You have no proof. I'm running away with my bag. You can be pretty damn sure I got apples in the friggin' bag. But you know what I would do? I just open up the bag and say, no, these are oranges. Oh, okay, well, you look like the guy. Okay, well, have a nice night. Why won't they let this man examine the machine? I'll tell you, because they know he knows. So they would rather have 75 million Americans say, I truly believe that the election was stolen, than they would give a man 2 hours? Please. Don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. We're not that stupid. So whether it's COVID and the anti-science, and there's a lot of anti-science, explain to me again all the science behind some of these rules and regulations. You know how you catch a virus, folks? Yeah, somebody sneezing in your face might do it. Coughing in your face might do it. When's the last time somebody coughed directly in your face before this COVID pandemic? I don't believe I've ever had anybody do it ever in my lifetime in a public place. Most people aren't that rude. But I'll tell you how you catch it. You go into Walmart and you finger every damn thing saying, do I want to buy this? No, I don't think I do. Let me touch this. Do I want to buy this? No, I don't think I do. Oh, look at these lemons. Let me squeeze all these lemons to see if I want to buy it. And then somebody else comes along and squeezes them. And you touch things that people were infected by, and then you rub your eyes or you rub your mouth or whatever the hell it is. But they're not asking us to wear gloves. That's all. Because they think you are stupid. They thought you would buy the lie that Donald Trump was a racist, and many people did. They thought you would buy the lie that he was a dictator out to control your life, and he did. I want to run this by you. There's 1,000 plus people who have signed sworn affidavits under penalty of perjury that they saw voter fraud. How many people were there that said Donald Trump made an inappropriate phone call to the Ukraine? One, an anonymous whistleblower, not even a name. And that was enough to cause impeachment trials. One anonymous source. We have thousands, and that's not enough. Thousands of people who are not anonymous, who are willing to come out of the shadows and say, this is my name and this is what I saw. That's not good enough. But one anonymous whistleblower was. How many people did we have that said that our justice was a rapist, huh? Supreme Court justice. Do you remember exactly where it happened? Not really. Do you remember who was also at that party with you? Not completely. What do you remember? I remember that he held me down and raped me. Really? Okay, well, Mr. Kavanaugh, I'm sorry. You're a rapist and a creep, and your family should know it, and your children are here in this courtroom. Hey, your daddy's a rapist because this woman says so. And you have to believe her. But when a woman comes forward and says, look, there's voter fraud, I saw it. No, you're a creep. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're one of those crazy Trumpers. See how that works? One witness, anonymous or not anonymous, is enough for the Democrats to cause impeachment hearings and to cause a hearing to almost go in the favor of the Democrats when it came to Justice Kavanaugh. But thousands upon thousands of witnesses who are not anonymous and willing to come forward, that's not good enough. Nothing to see here. Thousands and tens of thousands of doctors saying you are needlessly causing the economy to crash because lockdowns will not help this virus. Shut up. There's nothing to see here. No one's in disagreement. We have to obey the science. And the science is only the science of the liberal left. Bother with that one crazy Trumper in the corner saying open up the world. Oh, there's 87,000 of them? Well, they're all crazy Trumpers. Don't you worry about it. You just keep watching MSNBC and CNN. We'll tell you the truth. Because we know we're the experts. Those doctors that spent 30 years studying viruses, what do they know? I'm Don Lemon. I know everything. And you're a moron. So listen to me, peon. Don't listen to them. It's like a cult. It's like a goddamn cult. And you're all brainwashed. You're all Scientologists. You're all walking around going, Next thing you know, you'll be selling poppies at airports. I had a newsflash. The American people are not this stupid. And 75 million of them are going to prove it. And then what are you going to do? You're going to hide in your corners? And say, oh, I told you, the Trump supporters, you see what's happening? They're violent. We always knew it. No! You forced it. You went out on the streets and rioted like mad dogs. You burnt down businesses. You suppressed free speech. About to get pushed back on. And you're not going to like it. The American people are not going to take this. This is not how we were designed, and this is not how this country was built. And I don't care what a bartender says, all right? I don't care what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez thinks, if she thinks at all. Because I've seen more intelligent creatures lying on their backs in the bottom of a pond. So don't give me that crap. Don't serve the American people like this. You see, the problem, folks, is very simple. Donald Trump exposed how the hot dog was made. And all of a sudden, everybody's like, don't know if I want any more hot dogs. Yeah. And guess what? It's made up of Republicans and Democrats. That's how the game's played. Now, before I go, I do want to caution people about one thing. And I'm going to tell you that this is just my opinion. Claiming I have any fact. I would be very cautious if I were the Trump supporters out there. I would be very, very cautious about what Lynn Wood says. Because no rational human being is going to be calling a Supreme Court justice a pedophile unless he has absolute concrete proof, because he will be sued. This is a man who is a civil attorney. Lawsuits for slander a specialty, right? How come nobody's suing him? How come nobody's saying, well, you went too far now. You have stained my good name, and I am going to file a lawsuit. Maybe, just maybe, it's because Linwood isn't on the side you think he is. Maybe Lynn Wood is just spouting a whole bunch of nonsense, so they say, look, we're going to expose the Trump supporters as crazy conspiracy theorists who believe all this wacky stuff. Now, not everything he says is a lie. If you think for one moment that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, you have got to be on some damn good drugs. There's nobody rational in this world who thinks that. So I want you to ask yourself then, who sneaks into a prison and kills somebody and doesn't get caught? Do you think it's you and me? Do you just think it's some dude off the street? Or do you think it's higher power? And logically, it's higher power. So what is higher power doing skulking around in a jail somewhere where waiting to kill someone who is on trial for being a pedophile? So yeah, do I believe that? Yeah, I do. Do I believe he has concrete evidence that John Roberts is one? No, I don't. No, I don't. And if you do, show it. What are you waiting for? Why are you waiting for the 6th like it's the magical day? Show it now. If you think Jeffrey Epstein is alive and that Dr. Michael Bodden, one of the chief medical examiners in the history of this country, who saw the body and said he didn't kill himself, was looking at a dummy, Jeffrey Epstein, then prove it. And if you do, God bless you. I'm wrong, but I think you're spouting nonsense now, and I think you're doing it on purpose. And I think the reason you're doing it on purpose is to discredit the people who think there were voter fraud, because they're going to lump it all together. They're going to say, oh, the same people who believe there's voter fraud believe that John Roberts is a pedophile and that Mike Pence is a communist infiltrator. Please. And Jeffrey Epstein is alive. You want to be in that crowd? And you see what happens? It all gets lumped together, and you say, I guess not. I guess it was all lies. No, it wasn't all lies. That's the way these people operate, see? If I was running a scam, if I was running a drug organization, I would leak some things if I thought people were getting close to me. Yeah, Marcus is running a drug organization, but it's really for the Russians. And then you fact check that and say, well, we can't figure out that he has anything to do with the Russians. Oh, and by the way, he's not human. He's an alien. And then pretty soon you're like, just leave Marcus alone. And I go on with my drug operation unimpeded because you think it's all nonsense. You see how that goes? They push the envelope to the point of absurdity, and then you have to believe that all of it's absurdity when the basis of it was true. The basis of this voter fraud is true. I don't know if Jeffrey Epstein's alive, and I don't care. I don't know if John Roberts was ever on his pedophile island, and right now I don't care. If you got it, if you got proof, put up or shut up, but don't lump it in with this election fraud, because when you do that, people start to jump off the boat, and that's what they want you to do. Then they can go on with their election fraud, and they can just say, oh, remember those silly people who thought Epstein was alive? Those were the same people who thought there were voter fraud. Well, there really was voter fraud. It's a very clever ploy. It's done all the time. And it's usually done by the people who are right in it, thick as thieves with them. So do I trust Linwood? No, I don't. For a while I did. I don't now. He's making outrageous claims. Show me the proof. But don't you dare lump it in with the fact that he said there's voter fraud, because he's right about that. And if Epstein is dead as a doornail, if John Roberts never came close to that island, it still doesn't mean he's wrong about this, and it doesn't mean you're a conspiracy theorist if you think so. Don't let them pull that crap on you. You're being lied to every day, folks. Some by people you think you can trust. And you're going to have to make up your minds as Americans how much of it you're going to swallow before you say, I've had enough. I want to be able to rationally think for myself and come to my own conclusions. I don't need Facebook to tell me what's right and what's wrong. You're not my teacher or my educator or my professor or my mother or my father or my dictator. I don't need you to tell me what's true and false. I don't need you to censor the information I get. I don't need my politicians telling me this is how you should vote, this is how you should think. If you don't think like this, if you don't vote like this, you must be evil, you must be horrible, you must be this, you must be that. No, no, no. I don't need that propaganda. The American people have to stop being lazy. We became a society of people who got lazy, and we get our information and we just say, that's, it must be right. I heard it on the internet. It must be right. I heard it on television. It must be right. The papers say it. It doesn't have to be right. You need to fact check it yourself, but you don't need fact checkers to check it for you. Have you become that lazy? Because that's how a society gets overtaken, when its population becomes so complacent and so lazy that they refuse to lift up their head, open up their eyes, and realize something's not right here. Well, if you're going to tell me 2020 was such a horrible year, the pandemic and all the impeachment trials and the Russians and the Chinese and the voter, well, you better open up your eyes if you think this is all just a magical coincidence. Oh, magically, coincidentally, on an election year, this has been the most hellish year in the existence of humanity. But it's just a coincidence. It's just a coincidence that we picked up Ghislaine Maxwell I don't know how many months ago, and nobody, not one person's been arrested. Not one. And quietly, everyone has forgotten. We've forgotten that Jeffrey Epstein probably didn't kill himself. Where are the people demanding? We don't really care that much. Where are the people demanding? What the hell's going on with the Durham report? We don't really care them. Where are the people demanding that Ghislaine Maxwell spill the beans? We don't really care that much. You become lazy. You're being lazy, folks.